The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And good morning again on the Power Hour, 8 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, April 27, 2023. So glad you could join us here. And of course, many of you are wondering about your everyday issues and why your health is possibly deteriorating, why you wake up with aches and pains, why you have headaches. Any of you that understand standing in front of a smart meter, probably for long periods of time, is not a good thing. And here to validate everything I'm saying and more is Dave Stetzer with Stetzer Electric. Good morning, sir. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had you on. And the thing is now, you know, we always do the big run through again of some of the stuff in here because, A, it's so important. B, because we've had numerous phone calls on our show from people who are concerned about EMF, about what's going on in their homes. There are some questions that they have about the Stetzerizer, the microsurge meter. Some of them have said, well, I've noticed they've gone up in prices. Well, when the cost of parts and supplies goes up, everything has to go up. It gets passed on to the consumer, unfortunately. But the thing is, your stuff is still effective and it works. We have it at the Power Mall by dropship. And I guess the thing to do, because of the fact that you've had top secret military clearances and you went to electronic school at Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi. Been by there, done that. Biloxi is one of my favorite hangouts, Dave, I'll tell you. I love it better than I do Vegas. Sorry, Brady. we have listeners in Vegas right now that are going, oh, my God, did you hear what he said? No, I just like Biloxi. It's so much quieter. But Keesler is a great place to go to school. And, of course, you have spent a lot of time in the military. And the fact that in 1975, you founded Stetzer Electric, and this is where you're hanging out as president to this very day. And so this is one of the things as far as power control in the industry, municipalities, motor control centers. You do motor winding. I mean, you do a lot of different things, rewind motors. Anyway, you understand the principles about electromagnetic pulse. You understand the fact it's not a matter of if, it's when. We've had Joel Skousen just recently on the program, which is on Brightian now. It's been getting way more than I expected. About 500 people so far have seen it, if not more, on Brighteon talking about the matter of cyber attack, EMP, and nukes, all three, not just one. But the thing is that there is a war going on right now for your mind, and it's not just InfoWars that says that. It's everybody is thinking it because they're getting sick inside their homes, and one of the reasons may be you have an electrical imbalance in your circuits. Can you explain that so people understand the scientific proposition before we get into your products?
Well, what happens is everybody knows what a sine wave is, or a 60-cycle sine wave. And the power is supposed to be going from negative to positive 60 times per second. And we have like a good clean sine wave. Well, what happens when we were kids, we went over to our grandpas and grandmas and we looked into the TV set or the radio, and we've seen those vacuum tubes. Well, the sine wave looked a certain way when it went in. It looked the same way when it came out, because all this electronic equipment runs on DC current. So your TV, things like that. Okay. Well, now we use switch mode power supplies to create the DC instead of vacuum tubes, diodes. And so what happens is it chops up the sine wave, and we get these little sparks or arcs or transients is the actual word for it. And we get it and they're high frequency. And if you made the human body into an electrical model, it would look like three resistors and two capacitors. Well, the capacitors are short to high frequency. So any energy above 2 kilohertz dissipates internal to the human body. Thinking, well, what's it got to do with me? 2 kilohertz. Okay, well, these high frequency 2 kilohertz, I'm talking to you right now on a MacBook Pro, and it's putting 12.5 kilohertz back on all the wires in this building. Well, we've shorted out with the filters, but If I didn't have the filters, it would be 12.5. I'm looking at a Dell computer over here that's a tower, and it's 16.6 kilohertz. Now with LED lights, and why people are getting more, and it's not mental, they're feeling worse now, is because we have LED lights, for example. That's putting 62.5 kilohertz back on all the wires. The smart meter that you mentioned earlier, there's two issues with that. One is the radiated signal that's coming through space, and the other is putting 50 kilohertz back on all the lines because of the switchable power supply. So, you know, then you say, well, I'm getting sick. When and ringing in the ears, things like that, that's usually caused from 50 kilohertz or Hanoi syndrome or something they call it.
Wow.
Tinnitus, tinnitus. Well, we're getting all kinds of calls from people with that, and it's a smart meter. So, yeah, it's wow. Modern-day electronics, and there's more of it.
Well, we have heard, Dave, that people who stand in front of these smart meters, that's why I have a filter over my smart meter. I put a cage over the top of it. They can still read it, but, you know, I don't know how much good it's doing, but the thing is, I bought one, I put it on there, because anybody standing in front of that, I had electrical technicians working on my my grid protection, because I have EMP shields all over my whole grid, and I've got them on my battery and my generator, and they're putting the transfer switch in, and it's mounted right next to the panel, and there's the meter sitting right on the pole outside, out in the yard. It's not on my house. Anybody that's got one in their house, difference between on the pole way away from the house and the house. There is a difference, isn't there?
Yes, and if you're out on the pole, you can put that shield over the meter, okay?
But that's what I did.
But you don't want to do it if it's on the house, because if you put it on the house, it'll lower it if you're standing out in the yard, and people, when they advertise that, they say, see, it went down, and it does go down. But that energy, you didn't get rid of it. So what it does is reflect it. So it reflects it back into the house. Okay, so it's like a shotgun, and then they really got it going in. So you really want to get some sort of shielding material behind the meter if it's on the side of the house. And if it's out, and distance is a big thing too. You're right. You're absolutely right. And so if it's out on the yard, then you could put that on. But remember, just hopefully that it's pointing away from the house.
Well, it's pointing at the house, but it's 60 feet away.
Yeah, but the back of it. Because when you put the shield on, see, then you're gonna you don't want to stand behind the meter.
Yeah, that's the kicker. See, and the thing is with the shield on it, see, it's going out the other direction into the neighbor's yard, but it's not hitting his house. So fortunately,
well, then
for
if it's on the house, for example, now it's going majority of it's going in the house.
You see, there's something I didn't really realize because we didn't have this conversation previously. Now we have, folks. You see, we're always learning something new on this show, even moi. So understand, you know, we ask questions for a reason. If you have questions, this is the time to call us live right now, 844-769-2944. I know you got questions out there about what's going on. You've had questions about why I need to buy a Stetsarizer. This is a microsurge meter that from the last conversation I had with Dave Stetzer, who's on the phone with us here, actually he's on Skype. So when we post this to Rumble and Brighty on later on, you can actually see the two of us carrying on a conversation here. So understand that the Stetsarizer, if I'm not mistaken, the microsurge meter, you actually plug in to test the circuit. Can you describe how that works?
Yeah, actually, we use an oscilloscope in the business, okay? So we can actually see the wave and we can calculate the frequencies and all that. So I was in Russia and we were doing some research there with the health department, and they seen what was on the wires, and they said, oh my God, this is very dangerous stuff. We made weapons with these frequencies. And so and the most biologically active frequencies are between 4 kilohertz and 100 kilohertz. That's according to the World Health Organization, the Russian government, Japanese government. Okay, so that's what's really on the line. And so they made what's called Project Pandora, if somebody wants to look it up. But they actually made weapons, and they pulsed the U.S. Embassy with it, you know, with this in the 60s. Okay. So when they seen that, they said, oh, my God, but we can't go ahead and pay $5,000 for all of our sanitary stations. That's what they call their health, what we would call our health department. So can you make us a meter that measures the high frequency energy that's on the wire? Now, they didn't care about the 50 cycle, their 50 cycle over their 60 cycle, because that's really not that harmful. It's the high frequencies that is harmful. And so can you make us a meter that does it? So Martin Graham and I, so we developed this meter, and patent it. And it's a, we call it the microsurge meter because it measures those little transients that are on there. It's real simple to use. You don't, there's not even an on and off button. You just plug it in and you get a number. And they did a curve. So anything over 50 on that meter is probably around 2 kilohertz. And so you want to be under 50 if you can, because then the energy isn't dissipating internal.
Wow. All right. So there you have that. This is something that you can go around the house and plug it. It's designed for you to go plug it into every single outlet in your household. Is it not?
Yes. You need to check every outlet. But when you go to put the filters in, you don't need a filter in every outlet.
Thank you for that, because, man, I've got like about 200 plugs in my house. That would be just, I'd have to file bankruptcy, Dave, after that. Sherry in Kansas, you're on the phone with Dave Stetzer. Go ahead.
Hi, Dave. You know, you were talking about, I started getting hearing what I guess would be best described as tinnitus a few years back. I can't tell you exactly when. I just noticed it. Now, I don't have a digital meter. They do read the meter through the lines, but it's still an analog meter. But I live in the country, and I go walking in the fields with my dogs, and I've noticed I have to get a long ways away from power lines to, and then it goes down some. Now, I noticed I was away from some power lines, and I can't tell you how far, because I was in a wooded area, though, and I don't know if the trees dampen it any, but, you know, it was starting to get faint, but I hear it all the time.
Okay, that tinnitus or tinnitus, it depends if you're from Canada to the U.S., I guess, but, okay, it's a ringing in the ears. I have a paper, so if you want to send me an email or something, I can send a copy of it to you by Dr. Chow, who actually has the mechanism of how that's done. But the 50 kilohertz will cause that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be from the smart meter, but I've found people who have that ringing in their ears, and they'll have, like, under-counter lighting or something like that in their house, or compact fluorescent lights, the ones that look like a snake. If you have any of them around, they're usually between 50 kilohertz and 100 kilohertz, so people get it from that. But if we looked at your line with an oscilloscope where you're in your environment, I'm sure you would have 50 kilohertz there. Now,
I have the LEDs.
She has LEDs.
Are the LEDs a problem too?
LEDs are, most of them are a problem. They put 62.5 kilohertz back on the line, but that's not the frequency that's causing the ringing in the ears, and that's 50. And so somewhere you got the 50 kilohertz, and it would be on the power line anyway, because if what's in your house has still got to go back on the grid. You're right about trees do dampen this stuff. EMFs do get dampened by, you know, trees. So, but the thing about this is, even if you cleaned it up or you got away from the 50 kilohertz right away, it usually takes about 2 weeks before it's totally gone. And that's one of the very few things that take longer, because otherwise when you clean your electrical environment, like neurotransmitters in your urine will, within 8 hours, blood sugar changes within 20 minutes to an hour, things like that, that are numbers plotted against the number. But the ringing in the ears, it usually takes about 2 weeks before it's totally gone.
That is amazing.
Well,
I do have the Stetzer filters. Yep. I got to jump in here, Sherry, before you hold that thought. Sherry, you mentioned about the fact, and I got to jump in here because the thought is fresh in my head, and it reflected on something you just said. You were talking about being close to high voltage power lines. I am also, I'm in a steel SIPS house, which is supposed to shield me from a lot of it, but about 1,000 feet away, I've got one of those high energy transmission towers with the big metal structures that look like the Eiffel Tower holding up. Lines that run all across. Dave, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about here, Sherry, that you have in your neighborhood, and I want Dave to answer.
No, these are just regular power lines.
Oh, I'm talking about the big ones. I'm talking about these huge ones. They generate a lot of this, do they not? And is it dangerous to be near them?
Yes, it is. And okay, when they do this, the electric utility, mathematics is a proven science. So the power that's on the line, how far does that field come out from the wire? And it can be calculated, but they use the, you got to know how many amperage, what the voltage is, what the amperage is, you know, to determine the field strength and, you know, the height of the pole. But what they use, one of the things that's in the formula is the frequency. So what happens is they say, okay, we have so many volts, so many amps, whatever, and they use 60 cycle as the frequency, which that's what they're generating. The electric utility generates 60 cycle. And so they say, well, okay, it's going to go out 75 feet, but we have 100 foot right away, so your house is beyond the 100 feet, so therefore you're totally safe. That's kind of a half-truth because they use 60 cycle, and their calculations will be right, okay? And if you took a Gauss meter and you went out there, that's what you read. But if you look at the high frequencies that are on the line, they can go out for a long, long ways, okay? And so, and it's the high frequencies that make you sick. Although the 60 cycle, I don't want to live, you know, 50 feet from a 345 kV line, you know. But you're right, yeah. And they do make you sick. And you got to remember, all the they generate good clean power, and they send it out on the lines. And then once it goes through our computers and our light bulbs and things like that, we chop it all up, and it's a high frequency. We put it back on the line. See, so really, they don't have good clean power anymore.
So if you're 1,000 feet away from one of these things, you're okay, or you're not.
Well, it depends on the frequency. If you're 1,000 feet away, yeah, you're okay as far as the 60 cycle. There's not a problem. But the high frequencies can go for miles.
And that's where the tinnitus and all that other garbage comes in, too. Go ahead, Sherry.
On the line, this 50 kilohertz is going to be on. It's going to, because it's the grid, see? And so it's going to get back on the power line. And, I mean, I can go to your neighbors and vary the light dimmer switch and pick it up on the microsurge meter. You know?
Yeah. All right.
The power to my fuse box, I live in a manufactured home, and it's one of these double wides that two halves go together, and they put the fuse box on the other side of the master bedroom wall, and the power to it goes along an I-beam, a metal I-beam, so it's partially shielded. To the center where the two halves of the manufactured home meet through the bedroom. So should I be trying to shield that on the side that's not
where the meter
shielded?
Is.
Yeah.
Well, the meter's on the outside of the house, right?
No. Well, the meter is, but the fuse box is, of course, inside the house. And yes, it actually is on.
There's two things here. We got to worry about the 50 kilohertz. So that you can take off by putting filters in. And then, so the box really isn't that important right now on that. But the other part is a radiated signal from the smart meter. You want to reflect that. You can get some material. It's like a. It's kind of like a foil.
Well, it's on a pole. It's on a pole quite away from the.
Oh, well, then, okay. Yeah, then you can either wrap it or something. Then I wouldn't worry too much about it. But the filters, you're probably not getting, without taking measurements, we won't know, but you're probably getting it's the 50 kilohertz from the meter.
Well, have you ever talked to anybody that, do these sleep tents work that have the, do you know if anybody?
I know Dr. Joe Mercola. Yeah, Joe Mercola actually has advocated that he takes him when he's traveling. He has a sleep tent.
Yes. Yeah. But that's for energy that's coming through space. That's like the Wi-Fi, the cell phones, deck phones, you know, things like that, and the smart meter that's coming through space. Cell towers.
Yeah, see, and he's sleeping in hotels because he's doing a lot of traveling, and that's why he takes it with him when he's on the road.
Okay. And you got Wi-Fi.
Yeah. And hotels,
I don't have any internet at home, and I don't have a cell phone, you know.
Do you have deck phones, cordless phones?
I have a cordless phone, but I've got it. I have it, you know, away from where I normally sit or my bedroom, where I've got the service to it. And I don't use it that much. I use a corded phone.
But if you have a cordless, you know, if it's what they call it, DECT, deck phone, and they'll transmit all the time.
Wow.
You know, in the old, yeah, when we used to have the cordless phones, okay, and you just got like one unit, and then the only time it transmitted is when you were talking. And so if you fell asleep with it, you know, beside you with a pillow at night or something, it never transmitted unless you were talking. Now we have these deck phones where you go down and you pay $150 at Walmart and you get like one base station and, you know, five satellites. They transmit all the time. Now, the Russian government says they don't want you to be exposed more than 10 microwatts per meter squared. If you're 10 feet away from a deck phone, it's going to read 2,000 microwatts per meter squared. And they transmit all the time.
Ouch. Can they be intercepted? Or is this just the frequencies that are transmitting all the time?
They're transmitting all the time, whether you're talking or not.
Oh, no, this is not good.
The phones, see? Yeah, right. So, you know, look, the Russian government they say the safe level is zero. And I go by Russian standards because they use real people in their, you know, experiments. So then they say 10 microwatts per meter squared may be acceptable. In other words, is it causing damage? Yes, but you have an immune system. And your immune system might be repairing that damage as fast as it's being, you know, caused. So what happens is 10. But if you're 10 feet away from the phone, so even if you're not talking, it's in a room, 10 feet, you're probably within 10 feet, you're going to be it's over 2,000 microwatts per meter squared.
Wow. Okay. Sherry, I appreciate that. We've got other callers stacking up because now all of a sudden it's just piqued interest. We're talking about black body radiation with Dave Stetzer. And now we were talking about body pain, headaches, lethargy, which is basically you feel tired and sluggish and you wonder why this is happening. Helen in Kansas, you're on with Dave Stetzer. Go ahead.
Well, you just named all my symptoms there. Hey, Dave.
Oh, no.
Well, I have a bunch of Stetzer filters. I got the little tester. I don't have any computers, no smartphones, no LEDs, no internet, none of that stuff. I have a cordless phone in the kitchen. My smart meter is on the house out near, faces my kitchen. And I guess I wasn't smart because I bought I'm looking at the paperwork here, a smart meter guard. And I put that little metal band, and then a mesh cage that I struggled to put on there. So I should take that off.
Yeah, because it's blasting right in your kitchen. I did not know this, Helen. You and I both learned something today. I did not know that. See, I thank to God that my pole is not aiming right at my neighbor's house, because if it was, oh, my God, I'm just blasting him with all sorts of garbage. But, yeah, that's exactly what Dave just said, Helen. You got to go take that thing off. It's pointing right in your house.
That is terrible. So you're selling stuff. So instead of it shooting, so instead of it doing what you think it's doing, it's doing the exact opposite.
And they don't tell you that, do they? Those snakes.
No, they just take your money and give you an instruction sheet.
Oh, my, my.
What they do is they stand out in the yard and they got a meter, and the meter says it's reading, say, 1,500 microwatts per meter squared, and they put the shield on, and they say, now look, it's down to 800 microwatts per meter squared, which it really is, and it really did dampen, I use the word dampen, because it doesn't get rid of it, okay? It isn't zero, so it does dampen it down, but they're standing out in the yard. Well, you're not sleeping out in the yard, you're not standing out in the yard, you know, and if you go inside the house and you take the meter or, you know, whatever on the other side of the wall, and you put that on that meter, it's going to increase that number.
Hello. But okay, well, now, I know what I'm going to be doing in the next couple of hours with my screwdriver.
I think I know that, too. It's it's just one screw, Alan. Don't freak out now. You just got to get a screwdriver
screw. You know, you're not the only one. You get plenty once a week, somebody's, we're talking about that.
Well, that's... I hope that works for you. If anything, I would probably try to. Is there a shield, Dave, that you can take and put on the inside where you on the opposite side where the smart meter is?
Yes.
For those of it's you like, that have it. Thank you. I knew you had an answer to that.
There's a special foil that you can get, and it's really cheap. It isn't expensive. You know, we used to import this stuff from Germany, and it was like a cloth.
Where do I get that from?
Well, I think you'd probably get it maybe from the Power Hour, or we got some here, too. You can call us.
It's not Reynolds, right?
No, it's like that. It's like a it's like a piece of tin foil, like a foil. If you put Reynolds wrap up there, it's going to go through it. But it's like they got a patent on it. It's like a layer of foil, and then a layer of resin, a layer of material, a layer of resin, and a layer of foil. It's like a heavy duty tin foil, but you got to think about it like a mirror. So you got to know where the meter is and just put it on that opposite wall. But now you won't want to go out and stand in front of the meter either, because now you're going to have all that energy going back out the other way.
Well, I'm not out in the yard, but Mr. Dave Krieger, I think you need to get on that, and that might be some kind of new product that we might want to get other than that pair of tricks in the liver.
Thank you, Helen. I appreciate that plug, that shameless plug you just gave us. You know what? God bless you. You know, here's the thing. Helen, if you didn't call the show, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You wouldn't be finding out what the truth is about all this, because I didn't know the stuff either. See, every time we come
on, you know what? That's why you have these wonderful people on, and the people that listen are the smart people and shop at the Power Mall.
Thank you, Helen. We appreciate you. God bless.
I'm going to get off the line so the other callers can call and go back to listening. Thank you. Boys, have a good day.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Bill in Illinois, you're on. Thanks for holding with Dave Stetzer.
Yeah, I was going to say about the tension towers. I went to electrical school back 30 years ago, and they told us that, you know, the body's run on electrical impulses, your nervous system. And those tension towers, when you get close to them, I mean, you can hear the electricity going through them. Well, they told us the effect is kind of like throwing a rocker or something into a water, and you see how the ripples, the circular ripples slowly die off. Well, that's the same way the electrical is on that wire. So it's not just going through the wire. And they told us back then, you know, it's not very healthy to be living next to one of those tension towers. That's the kind you were mentioning, those big tall ones. A friend of mine, they had them right along the backside of their house, and we could hear the electricity going through them from a block away.
Okay, Bill, we're at the break. If you want to stay on the phone, we'll take the rest of your comments. George in Alabama, we got you on the line. Stay there. Don't lose your place. We're going to be back after these words with Dave Stetzer from Stetzer Electric to continue this conversation about black body radiation and all this other good stuff I'm just learning about. We'll be back. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And it's 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here this Thursday, April 27, 2023. We have Dave Stetzer with Stetzer Electric. He has a website, StetzerElectric.com. What you need to do, because the Power Mall is now open, all right? So what you need to do is call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or go online to thepowermall.com and you can order the Stetzer Microsurge meter and the filters at the Power Mall. We send it. It's all done by drop ship. All right. So understand that we work with Dave to get this stuff out there. And if you have questions before you go and order these units today, this is why we have Dave Stetzer on the phone with us. And we're going to take all the calls in order. I know they're stacking up. And, you know, please be mindful of the time. Bill in Illinois, go ahead with your continue your conversation if you're still there. Oh, Bill is gone. Okay, George in Alabama, you're up next. Go ahead. You're on the phone with Dave Stetzer.
Yeah, I ordered the meter back when Joyce was on the air. And I checked all the plugs in the house, and they were below 50. But listening to y'all today, I just went and checked the one in the bathroom, and it was 350. And I checked the one in the kitchen, it was 600. Now, I'm trying to remember if it was before they put the smart meter in. But the plug in the bathroom is about 6 feet from the meter outside. Oh. And the one in the kitchen's about 12 feet from the one outside. So I'm going to know how many filters do I need to get?
Well, it depends how many TVs you have and how many. The average home takes 20. And the average home has two TVs and one computer. So we kind of go by that. But if you need to, you can call me, here at the office or something. I can give you an idea. You can still order the filters I would recommend off the Power Hour. But I can help you with that. How many TVs do you have and how many computers?
Well, I have no computer, and I got one TV. And my house is only 600 square feet.
That's a small house.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I would get 10. You can always get more, but I would at least get 10. You can send them back.
Go ahead. I think you got caught up on that. You said you could send them back?
Yeah, if you ordered 10 and you I would get 10. 10's going to make a difference. If you needed 12 and you put 10 in, you're still going to see a difference. But those are pretty high numbers.
They are high, but I remember when I ordered it, they were all below 50. I hadn't even checked them since then till y'all were talking about it.
Well, even if you don't have a smart meter and your neighbors do, you're going to get the high frequency energy in your home.
Well, yeah, I do have a smart meter now, see.
Now, that's 50 kilohertz for sure. Any LED
and they put a smart meter on our water meter, too. Mm-hmm. They don't check it no more. It goes automatically.
We've had people call in lately. The electric utilities are putting LED lights out on the street lights now instead of the mercury vapor. And even though it's out on the street, they're getting sick in their homes because it's the low voltage side. And it's like one transformer and you have like 8 ohms on a transformer or something in cities. And so since the LED lighting and the measurements are going up, the numbers. So, maybe you got street lights that are LED, that weren't there, when you bought the meter originally or something like that. It could be anything.
Well, I'm out in the country, and my neighbor, the closest one's probably a quarter of a mile. Saying I don't have no LED lights or nothing like that either.
Okay, well, your numbers went up for some reason.
I just figure that smart meter.
Yeah, well, for sure that does take it up. There's absolutely no question about that.
Well, I appreciate it, y'all. I'm going to order me some filters.
All right. Sounds good, George. Do that through the Power Mall. They're open now. Dave in New York, you're on the phone with Dave Stetzer. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. I bought the filters back when Joyce, had it on her, and all that stuff. People, including myself, and I don't know as though you ever had it available, but there was something you could plug into the wall and measure the amperage or the voltage that particular item was using. Do you know if you have anything like that? Or a lot of people want to know what they're drawing. Something says 1,200 watts or whatever, 12, whatever, and you're wondering how sure, the statement is on whatever you're plugging in.
Okay. If you want, that's called an amp meter, and usually they are clamp-ons. That's the best way to check it, but you'd have to hit, it can only go around one wire, so you could either take the cover off the panel, and if you know what circuit it is, and you can, clamp an amp meter on there. Yeah, they're probably $100 or something at like a hardware store or something.
I notice now that we have a printer here, and it's either sonar or radar it uses, but it senses when you're in the room and it like turns itself on. I don't like that so much. There's so many different things going on in your house now that a little questionable.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I like.
Yeah, I got to wonder about people that are trying to live off grid, as long as we're talking about that subject, Dave, and you just brought it up in New York, about the fact that we have all these contraptions and devices in our houses now that we didn't used to have because of the age of technology. Those who are actually trying to live off grid and they have like a solar system and stuff and they have the DC inverter and all that, what are we talking about there, Dave?
Well, okay, to live off grid is fine, but if you're going to use the solar... The bad part about the solar creates DC. So what happens is you got to turn the DC to AC. And I've never, never measured a good inverter. And they put 20 kilohertz back on all the wires and on the ground. Okay? So, and 20 kilohertz, 25 is associated with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So, but 20 kilohertz, people with solar, they're getting sick all over. And yeah. It propagates over long distances.
And this is what the Biden administration is trying to promote.
Yeah, I just talked to a guy yesterday, and he's from southern Wisconsin, and they bought 10,000 acres down in taking farmland, 10,000 acres.
Go ahead.
Solar and wind. And wind is really bad because wind, when the wind blows 5 miles an hour, we want to produce electricity. When it's blowing 30 miles an hour, we want to produce electricity. So what it does is it produces AC current, and then they change it to DC, and they charge a battery bank because you can't put fluctuating voltage back on the grid. It has to be a constant level. So then they put that like in a DC, and now they got to take the DC, which is constant voltage, and put that back to the AC. So the switchable power supply goes from the AC to DC is 50 kilohertz. And then we put 20 kilohertz back on the line. It gets on the wire, and then it gets on the ground. So people who have cattle, people who have hogs, anything like that in the area, horses, you know, they're all getting sick, dying, can't get bred, don't stay bred.
And this is going on with solar.
With solar and wind, yeah. Wow. I was in Canada.
No wonder we have whales dying off the coast when they put these wind farms in.
Of course. And they say, well, it's a noise in that. It's, if you took measurements, you would see 50 kilohertz in the water.
That is scary stuff. So, is there a way?
Nobody wants to look at it. It's like a sacred cow here.
But the thing is, people are getting solar systems, and we actually have Lion Energy, and I really believe that they're trying to do the right thing here and help people become self-sustainable and get away from the government. But the bigger thing is, how do you combat all of that conversion that's going on with the inverter to AC? How do you combat that with your system? Or can you?
Well, you can use our filters, but really, you shouldn't have to. The inverter company knows that they're putting 20 kilohertz back on the line. So they can make a tuned filter and put it right at the source and short it out. Now, there's been the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, the IEEE, have written white papers on this and everything. Okay, so it's there. It isn't like we don't have the technology or the know-how to do it. You know what it is. Anybody wants a white paper, just contact me and I'll send it to them.
Well, if you could send that to us at support@thepowerhour.com, we will actually put it online in our email blast so that everybody can do it. support@thepowerhour.com. And we will do that. We'll put it out there for you at the same time and as part of today's email blast so that everybody can access it if you're on internet. This is an insane type of thing here. Craig in Michigan, you're on the phone with Dave Stetzer. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Stetzer, you have probably saved my life. I've been listening to you since Joyce was alive. And quick story, I was going to rent an apartment. The manager, you want to see the place, went over there, and she unlocked the door, went in, and I turned around, I looked, and the whole door jamb was broken out. That's just what happened there. Oh, don't worry, we're going to fix that. I said, yeah, but what happened? Well, the EMTs had to get in here because the former resident had a health problem. The door was locked. Okay? Made a tour of the place, and as I left, got in a car, I looked on the side of this apartment where my bedroom would have been when I rented it, was probably at least 30 smart meters for every unit in that building.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder he had health problems.
Or maybe a pacemaker, or who knows what. But, yeah, if I hadn't have heard Mr. Stetzer here, I would have, it never would even occur to me.
But do you realize, Craig, I got to stop you here, Craig. Do you realize what truth bomb you just unloaded here? Do you realize how many people are living in apartment complexes very similar to you right now that have that whole bloody wall of smart meters aiming right in their apartment unit? You just let out a big truth bomb here. Thank you for that. Well, we appreciate it because people aren't enlightened right enough.
Okay, real quick, I've just completed my fifth winter with absolutely no electricity. I don't have the 60 cycle AC current running around me, and I have never felt so good.
Wow. Well, that's a great testimonial for this show this morning, sir. I thank you for that. I'm glad that you called up with that because that's really important. We got a lot of callers jamming the line. I got to move on to Richard in New York. Go ahead, Richard. You're on with Dave Stetzer.
Yes, good morning, Dave and Dave Stetzer. I'm off the grid. I live a mile and a half from two high-tension lines. They're L-shaped, goes around me. And when it rains or snows, I have static electricity on anything electric I have, and all I have is an AM, FM radio and a shortwave radio and a cell phone. That's all I have. I'm off the grid. And when it snows or rains also, I have a 100-foot manila rope line tether that I keep my dog on. And the when it snows especially, the snow tends to stick to that line because I don't keep the dog on it when it's, you know, bad weather. And that rope actually fluctuates with 1 or 2 inches of snow on it. And I believe, and I have believed for years, that it's coming off the high tension lines that are L-shaped around me. And I'm about a mile and a half from both sets of them lines. But you can hear, when you go under those lines, you can hear the static electricity with the open ear when you go under them.
That is some really scary stuff, Richard.
It's called corona. It's called corona effect. You can Google it if you want, but. But yes, you're 100% right. That's what it is, and it's, you can call it static, but actually what it is, it's arcing. It's actually arcing, and it's called corona effect is the actual term for it.
Yes, well, I can hear it through my AM, FM, or shortwave radio when it's bad weather here. And that's all I have.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Richard. You want to conclude a statement there, Dave?
Well, it's high frequency. You remember Marconi, he had a little spark gap transmitter, okay, the beginning of radio, and they picked it up in Newfoundland, okay, and he picked it up in Europe. So you see this high frequency, this arcing, you know, it propagates over long distances, okay? And so really we got like this little spark gap transmitter. It isn't so little. It's the power line, see? And that's why you're picking the static up on your radio and everything like that. It's called corona effect. It's actually arcing because in the wires. When it gets rain, damp, even probably heavy fog or dew will do it.
Wow. Boy, just learning something new every day. Even this in the snow, for all we know, has graphene oxide in it, which compounds the issue with all the garbage going on right here that Dane Wigington tells us about. Dustin in Michigan, you're on the phone with Dave Stetzer. Go ahead.
Yeah. This subject matter is, over the years, it's made people very afraid of some things that aren't really a problem and glossing over other things that are a problem. Meaning, you know, it's very highly technical stuff that engineers talk about. And a lot of times when I'm trying to explain it to people, I'll get that blank stare. I think we're at that point with your guest today. You know what I mean? A lot of people get scared about this kind of stuff. Like the lady with the cover that she put over the front of her meter, and you said it reflects it back into the house. Well, it depends, and I'm sure you'd agree with this, that if there's a shielded box that is mounted in, temperature top of the other part, it's only going to come out of the wires. It's not going to go through the shielded box into the house. You know, we need to be careful with this instead of scaring the crap out of people. Maybe someone talk talk about some of the like power line modems and things like that. I don't know. I'm concerned.
Now you're throwing it out there. I get it, Dustin. You're throwing it out there. I get it. Dave Stetzer, your response to that. I don't think we're scaring the crap out of people. We're trying to inform people and educate people as to what's going on, aren't we?
Yeah, I would think so. But and he's right about if you say, okay, if it's shielded, okay, then it shielding, you can reflect things with shielding. There's some things out there. Shielding is kind of a whole different set of science. And there's like paints and things you can buy, but it doesn't. What happens is it's got carbon in it, and it kind of the radiation hits it, and it kind of bounces it around, you know, like the old pinball machines that we used to play when we were kids. And then it kind of stops it. But meter sockets that you buy and you put on the people's homes, they're not shielding. It's metal, but it's not a shielded metal. It's not any, you know, and so the radiation goes right through them. And you can take a meter and go inside the house, or like the guy said earlier, you know, that those 20 smart meters, you can go on the other side of those cabinets, and you're going to get a reading like you won't believe.
That is a truth bomb. Dustin, we appreciate your call. Kevin in Ohio, you're on the phone with Dave Stetzer. Go ahead.
We were made aware of the dirty electric off the high power wires in Ohio here. Back about 82, a movie company came here and made a movie called Ohms. Were you ever aware of that movie? It was dairy farmers were raising hell because of the 750,000 watt lines running across their farms. And they were measuring the output of the dairy cattle from the effects of that dirty electric. And the movie really made everyone aware about it. And then it died away. And then I drilled soil on a reclaimed strip mine in an area. And my drill truck, when I would pull up underneath the high power wires, I couldn't even get outside of the truck and touch my truck because I get shocked. And on foggy mornings, you could see a haze running down those lines. And that dirty electric, the electric coming off the high power wires, is distributed really wide. I even saw it. I saw it kill off all the fish in a pond one day too. So
wow.
I just wanted to mention, yeah. One morning, I had to go drill a section of that mine, and the whole sediment pond, all the small fish were dead, laying on the surface. I just wanted to bring that up. And so, high power wires really are really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to live near them. Judging from the calls we've gotten this morning, Kevin, thanks so much. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone with Dave Stetzer. Go ahead.
Hey, I worked on those big high power lines, and are they safe to be near? Yes, they are. And the only reason I'll say that is because A, everything around them, even your meter at your house, your smart meter, that meter box is grounded. I mean, you got a cage around that, and those smart meters only do a microburst right now, but they have the capability of broadcasting 24/7. But right now they just do a microburst at like in the midnight hour. But getting back to the power lines, the static you hear, everything you hear on those lines, that's all real. But you actually can get more EMF from a hair dryer than you will from those power lines.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you.
I appreciate that.
By your house.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Tim. Dave Stetzer shaking his head no. I'm going to let him go for it. We only have a couple of minutes left, Dave, so go ahead.
Well, Bonneville Power and Associates, the big utility out in the Pacific Northwest, they've got I think it was 98 or something like that. I don't remember the exact dates when it came out. But they're saying that, you know, people live next to these lines. the cancer, all those things. So, no, that's not true. I read probably thousands of documents on this. Even EPRI, Electric Power Research Institute out of Palo Alto, California. Look, it only takes 60 microamps to stop a dog's heart and 80 microamps to stop a human heart. So when you say these are little bitty voltages, microbursts, well, 60 microamps, 80 microamps would only be like 40 milliamps of volt, or would be 40 millivolts to get 80 microamps. So that's not, the National Institute of Health and Environmental Sciences says that 18 microamps is associated with cancer in numerous well-programmed studies. Now, the National Institute of Health and Environmental Sciences should be, and that should be a credible source, and that's contact current. That would be like 9 millivolts. If you get between your kitchen sink and the floor or something, you get 9 millivolts that would be going, you know, applied to your body, you get 18 microamps. And it's, I mean, you aren't going to get cancer right away, but, you know.
No, over time, you get exposed to this. Now, how many on the average do the average home, I mean, I guess it depends on the number of outlets you have, but you really need to get one of these micro-surge meters, and we have them. If you just call the Power Mall today, we're open now, and order yours, the number of the suppressors that we were talking about earlier that you would normally use on something like this, we're talking about the filters. How many should you anticipate ordering for your house, depending on what the micro-surge meter says?
Well, it kind of goes by, it doesn't go by square foot or anything like that. It goes by kind of like how much, there's two sources. One is what you have, you know, on your home, your electronic equipment, because it puts it on. And the other is what is coming off the grid. So the average home takes 20
okay.
in North America, and the average home has two TVs and one computer. Now, if you have two computers and one TV, it's the same thing. Because usually the TVs, the big screen TVs, take two.
I got it. All right, there you have it. We are out of time for today, folks. Dave Krieger with you. Dave Stetzer, thank you so much. It's been an eye-opener. We've learned a lot of truth bombs on the show today. We'll be back tomorrow. Paul Davis with the TMM, their attorney, will be on, in addition to Dr. Robert Abel. Join us tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.